Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Wendy Sellers, the HR lady, with my co-host, JC.
It's a pleasure, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, we're going to talk about intentional hiring. I mean, I know there's a lot of companies just like to throw money out the door. No big deal. Here's money for everybody. Not I personally, as a recruiter myself and as the HR lady, I've seen so many companies, so many managers just kind of desperately say, hey, we just had somebody resign or we had to fire them, replace them quickly. And they haven't been intentional about it. Turns out that role isn't even necessary. So I want to talk a little bit more with our guest, Donna, here about that. Donna, how do you get companies to, or managers, to make sure that this role is what you actually need in the workplace today?
Yeah, I love that question. I think it's really, really critical for candidate experience. And given the lay of the land we are still in from an employment landscape of, you know, there's still massive layoffs and there's still overhiring being done. And, you know, it's not fair. You know, we don't want to be playing chicken with people's lives. So the idea of intentional hiring is, you know, not all roles are one for one. Just because somebody leaves doesn't mean that that's a backfill that's going to be necessary in the future state. So the idea is that we get really deep with the strategic people partner, as well as the finance partner, as well as the relevant exec of that org, and saying, hey, on our 12 to 18 month roadmap, is this a critical role? You know, your budget is already set for the year. So we might be able to, you know, play around a bit and saying, hey, is there somebody internally that wants a bit of a growth and stretch assignment that we can, you know, add a little bit more to their role if there is some coverage that's needed here? Or is it like, hey, let's not use that. Like, for example, I had somebody resign on my team and I gave up the headcount because the need was somewhere else in the business that was more critical than what I needed at this time. So it's being really comfortable with having those discussions and not having this land grab of, I want to make sure I have all these chess pieces and they're mine and I keep them. So again, doing what's right by the business and doing what's right by the employees by not just overhiring because somebody has left the org and we haven't figured out how to strategize internally.
Yeah, right. Because you could instead of even filling that role, maybe, you know, just do a department shuffle and say, okay, we're going to change other roles to fill this. And we still might need another, I hate to say it this way, another body, but it's actually in a different role and one that is easier to hire for, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
And then the other thing is you can also hire, you know, consultants or, you know, contractors or vendors that can help you fill that need that is currently missing because somebody left the team. So super important to make sure for our listeners that if you're in charge of recruiting, when a manager comes to you and says, I need XYZ role filled, really to sit down with them and ask them better questions, ask them more detailed questions so you can get to the heart of the matter of, are you just desperate right now? Are you, you know, understaffed for real, or is something else completely going on, including maybe the managers need a little bit of training? Donna, we never get any of that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That makes me giggle. But yeah, how do we enhance manager capability? How do we push back instead of just being an order taker? You know, because a lot of times we're like, oh, they left. Here you go, Donna. Go fill this. And you're like, okay, you know, or hey, have I been refilling the same leaky bucket three times in the last year? Let's look under the hood there. There's obviously something happening. And so again, it's having that, you know, ability to push back and have really healthy dialogue about, is this what we need? Because again, at the end of the day, we want to do what's right by the employees and what's right by the candidates.
In your opinion, do you feel, I'm opening a can of worms here, but do you feel that most hiring team members and especially the hiring manager really know what they're looking for and really know how to assess what their needs are?
So that's tough, right? I think interviewing is an art, not a science. And I think there's people that are really good at it. And, you know, on both sides, they're good interviewers and they're also good interviewees. So basically being able to, you know, sniff out, you know, what might be fluff and really understand, like for me, I look for people that drive the conversation. I don't want to be the only one talking. I don't want one word answers. I need you to elaborate a little bit. Give me an example when, you know, and so again, it isn't easy, but I think once you do it a lot, there's a lot of intuition that comes with this. You know, and I'm not going to say I've only hired the right people all the time in 25 years. That's not true. But I've mitigated the risk by making sure I lead with like, hey, this is what the reality is, and making sure that they do a lot of the driving of the conversation in a way that's productive.
Yeah, no, I think that's super important. I have a statistic here that is, you know, kind of leaning into that. According to twinemployment.com, 36% of employers look for multitasking skills, 31% look for initiative, 21% look for creative thinking, and 12% look for something else altogether. And I'm interested to even dive more into that analysis or that study to find out, well, just because they're looking for it, is that what they need? And so it's super important to work with somebody like Go One to make sure that you are doing intentional hiring. With that said, folks, we are wrapping up episode 3 of our 5-part series, and we will be back shortly to discuss this conversation or this topic a little bit more. We're going to be talking about customized hiring strategies. Even you kind of already touched upon it a little bit, Donna, based on what country you're in, but all the way down to, you know, what department you might be in. So we'll be right back.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.